Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Monday, December 26, 2022. I'm Naima Latif. And on this day, the cultural celebration of Kwanzaa is kicking off with events all around the nation. Kwanzaa is an event first developed in 1966, has become nationally and internationally celebrated. It gives us an opportunity to address some of the cultural principles that can build stronger communities. And it is based on seven principles known as the Nguzo Saba in the Swahili language. And it has had an impact of extending the holiday season between Christmas and New Year's with festivals that give vendors a chance to continue to promote products that can be exchanged as gifts. December 26th was created in 1966 by Maulana Karanga, who is a black nationalist and professor of Pan-African studies at California State University. His goal was to offer people of African descent a holiday to celebrate their heritage. In each of the seven principles of Kwanzaa, there is a special meaning and a ceremony of lighting a candle on a structure called a kinara, which is a seven-branched candelabra. And just briefly, of course, the seven principles are, in the Swahili language, umoja, which means unity, kujichagulia, which means self-determination, ujima, which means collective work and responsibility, ujamaa, which means cooperative economics, nia, which means purpose, kuumba, which means creativity, and imani, which means faith. So in many of the celebrations across the country, children and adults are finding festivals in which part of the celebration includes African drumming and dance and a lighting of the first candle of Kwanzaa for the principle of umoja, which means unity. And the visual image of the kinara containing seven candles. There are three red candles on one side, three black candles on the other side, and three red candles on one side, three green candles on the other side, and one black candle in the middle. That is how it's structured. And, of course, this celebration is symbolic of celebrating the first fruits of the harvest. Now, many places that are celebrating Kwanzaa are in the urban communities in the north where the harvest is long gone. It's actually snowy. So this has been an interesting merging of ideas from an agricultural climate in which harvest time comes after a season of planting and gathering. And in the winter, in the northern hemisphere, particularly in North America, we are experiencing the winter season. And in many places, snowfall. So this interesting contradiction is part of what has become something people are accustomed to as they involve the African cultural dance, which means African cultural dress, which is geared toward a hotter climate. And so therefore, for those who are attending these events, please use common sense judgment. In many cities, we have experienced heavy snowfall, high winds, and low temperatures that could lead to frostbite if one is not properly dressed. So in the process of celebrating Kwanzaa, be mindful that you must dress appropriately. And also, if you're going to engage in African cultural dancing, seek an indoor location with adequate heating. Do not create an environment in which you may end up catching pneumonia. Just as a matter of common sense. Now, of course, Kwanzaa has been celebrated in many parts of the world, and it's an African American and Pan-African 7-day cultural holiday that celebrates family and community. And during the holiday, families celebrate with feasts, music, and dance, and end the holiday with a day dedicated to reflection and commitment to the seven principles. So January 1st is often a big feast day, and this is a time for the community to gather and share food. Now, a little bit of history. Professor and Chairman of Black Studies at California State University, Long Beach, Dr. Malana Karenga, who created Kwanzaa in 1976, came in the midst of the Black Freedom Movement, reflecting concerns for cultural grounding in thought and practice. So this was after the Watts riots in L.A. that Dr. Karenga looked for ways to strengthen the African-American community. He founded the U.S. organization, a cultural organization, and started to research the African First Fruits harvest celebrations. So Dr. Karenga combined aspects of several different harvest celebrations, such as those of the Ashanti and those of the Zulu, to form the basis of Kwanzaa. The name Kwanzaa comes from the phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, meaning first fruits in Swahili. Swahili is considered a Pan-African language and also happens to be the most widely spoken language in Africa. Basing the language of the holiday in Swahili represents unity throughout the African and Black communities. The first fruit celebrations are recorded in African history as far back as Egypt and Nubia and appear in ancient and modern times in other classical African civilizations such as Ashanti land and Yoruba land. Kwanzaa developed as a flourishing branch of the African American life and struggle as created and expanded ancient tradition. Draws from the cultures of various African people and is celebrated by millions of Africans and African Americans throughout the nation. Each family celebrates Kwanzaa in their own way, but celebrations often include storytelling, poetry readings, African drums, song, dance, and a large traditional meal. And on each of the seven nights, the family gathers and a child lights one of the candles on the Kanara. Then one of the seven principles called the Nguzo Saba is discussed. These principles are values of African culture which contribute to building and reinforcing community among African Americans. So as this cultural celebration expands its reach and is widely practiced, families get an opportunity to share with other members of the community and even build structures that may address some of the economic issues that often arise, especially during Christmas time, where there is a large buying rush and many businesses depend on this buying season for their economic health before the end of the year. The 7 days of Kwanzaa actually gives many a chance to continue that buying habit. The benefits of shoppers that are buying things that they may use as Kwanzaa gifts for those who are celebrating the Kwanzaa cultural celebration. While Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday, it has become a widely accepted cultural practice that does provide another opportunity, especially during festival times where many organizations create a simulation of the African marketplace where vendors are set up to sell directly to consumers. And often this is a place where cultural items such as clothing, art artifacts, or even personal care items may be marketed and sold. And so it continues to add to the circulation of dollars through the community. Kwanzaa has been noted to be an extension of the buying season and the selling season, extending that season from December 26th all the way to the new year, January 1st. And in cities where events are taking place, those who are in business have another opportunity to market their products to the consumer and perhaps get a little more cash flow before the end of the year. As an event that evolved after the Watts riots, this was an attempt to put a positive focus on community rebuilding in the midst of anger and rage that erupted. And one might recall that in 1966, this was after the March on Washington, but before the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. So with the great event of the National March on Washington came an expectation that there would be change, and yet there was still great economic distress. And it was the economic distress that fueled the fires of the riots that literally burned down the area of Watts. And ironically, in 1968, after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., there were even greater riots that occurred as a result of the anger, the rage the disappointment at not only there being no visible economic change after the March on Washington, but there being the murder of the popular leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And in that year, he was in fact organizing the Poor People's Campaign, planning another march, another demonstration to show the disparities in economic opportunities between African Americans and others who were citizens of the United States. Many of the principles in Kwanzaa point to a rebuilding of an economic base that relies on self-sufficiency and creativity and unity in order to be successful. These principles are designed to create self-sufficiency and a belief in the ability of the community to garner its skills, its creative energy, and its faith to make things happen in the face of despair and destruction. The symbols, the red, black, and green coloring has been symbolically part of the black nationalist movement, with red standing for bloodshed for freedom, green standing for the land that was taken and needs to be reacquired, and black for the race, the skin, the color of the people. So these symbols put together for this celebration have been passed down over the decades and are ways that can assist communities in recognizing some of the issues that need to be addressed and can be addressed in a positive manner. And certainly for those who are seeking events in their communities, they can simply go online and type in Kwanzaa celebration in my city. There have been educational videos online for children and adults as a way to make this celebration a general part of cultural education, as many schools gravitate toward multicultural education. Kwanzaa is acknowledged as a significant part in the African American cultural tradition. And here is just a short educational video for children, for the purpose of introducing them to Kwanzaa.
Hey, bro, where are you going?
Oh, hey, Lee. I'm heading over to the community center to set up for Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa? What is that?
Kwanzaa celebrates African American community, family, and culture.
Interesting. So, is it a celebration that comes from Africa?
No, bro. Kwanzaa didn't come from any of the countries from the continent of Africa. A lot of people think it is an African Christmas, but it is not. It was introduced to America in 1966 by Dr. Malana Karenga as a way to welcome the first harvest home here in America.
So, when is Kwanzaa celebrated?
It is celebrated every year from December 26th through January 1st.
Kwanzaa's a pretty cool name. I wonder how they came up with it.
The word Kwanzaa is a key Swahili word that means the first, and it represents the first fruits of harvest.
So how do you celebrate Kwanzaa?
With Kwanzaa, there are seven key principles that are observed during that time. Each day of Kwanzaa, it emphasizes a different principle.
Seven principles, huh? That is cool. What are they?
There is Umoja, meaning unity. Kujicha Guliya, which stands for self-determination. Ujima, which stands for collective work and responsibility, building and maintaining our communities as brothers and sisters. Ujama, for building and maintaining the African-American stores and businesses. Nia, which means purpose. Kuumba, meaning creativity. And Imani, meaning faith in our hearts and people.
So at Christmas time, you know, it's Christmas trees and stuff like that. Are there any symbols for Kwanzaa?
When decorating for Kwanzaa, the main colors are red, black, and green. Just like there are seven principles, there are seven symbols. There is Kikombe Cha Umoja, meaning the unity cup. A Kanara, meaning the candle holder, which holds seven candles. Mazao, meaning fruits, nuts, and vegetables, reminding those who celebrate of the harvest. Mishuma Saba, meaning the seven candles that represent the seven principles. Mkeka, meaning a mat which is made up of straw or African cloth. There is also the Vibunzi, meaning ear of corn, where one ear of corn is placed on the Mkeka for every child that is at the celebration. There's also Zawadi, meaning gifts that are traditionally given on January 1st.
Man, I would have never known all the cool things and fun facts about Kwanzaa for kids. Thanks for letting me know about this African-American holiday.
And I hope you had fun learning with FRESPERG Cartoon.
And that was a presentation that you can find online on YouTube. Just type in, "What is Kwanzaa?" Check out this Kwanzaa for Kids cartoon. And that is something that schools can share. There are many tools that we now have available online to teach and to give a better understanding of the importance of respect for all cultures and a unity consciousness so that even in diversity we may experience respect for all acknowledgments of culture and history of all people. So this gives us a chance to share what we know with children in an environment that makes them appreciate the differences in their friends. This is another one called Kevin's Kwanzaa Children's Books Read Aloud that you might share, and you can go on YouTube and type in Kevin's Kwanzaa Children's Books Read Aloud.
Welcome to Grammy's Book Nook. Welcome to Grammy's Book Nook. Today's story is Kevin's Kwanzaa, written by Lisa Bullard and illustrated by Constanza Basaluso. Hi, I'm Kevin. See the decorations I'm making? We're getting ready for Kwanzaa. That's a special holiday for my family. Mom says it celebrates our African-American culture. Mom puts a mat on the table. I add the candle holder and candles. Mom adds fruits and vegetables. There's an ear of corn for each kid. Next comes the Unity Cup. Didn't I do a great job decorating it? We put out presents too. Now we're ready for Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa lasts for 7 days, from December 26th until January 1. We light another candle each night. I can hardly wait for my turn. It's on the last night. Grandpa goes first. Tonight, he lights a black candle. Then, Grandpa explains the Kwanzaa word for the first day. Every day has a special word in Swahili. That's an African language. Grandpa's word means unity. That's sticking together as a group.
And that is, it's a portion of Kevin's Kwanzaa children's books read aloud. You can go on YouTube and see the illustrations, see the video, and share it with your children. And it's an excellent illustration of the creative ways people are teaching children about the Kwanzaa celebration, which has been going on for more than 50 years now and is now a very much entrenched part of African American culture. And of course, as you've heard, it is not an African Christmas. It was specifically created in America by African Americans to teach them about African culture and to create a means of appreciating things in African culture and principles of African culture that have to do with unity, cooperation, collective work and responsibility, creativity, cooperative economics, faith, self-determination. Many of the principles of living as presented in the Swahili language are principles that African Americans seek to embody as a way to address many of the problems that exist, particularly in the urban communities. While Kwanzaa has been created around the harvest celebrations in Africa, and although many in the African American communities are in urban environments where there is no farming and therefore no harvest, the idea is to connect the people with the understanding that it is land and what comes from the land that empowers the people, so that ultimately those who were empowered by the independence of foods, their fruits, their vegetables, may once again be empowered by that independent spirit and that creative use of cooperative economics to rebuild communities and families and create new traditions, even though in a different land, that surround the unity of the people. This is the goal of those who worked with Dr. Maulana Ron Karanga in creating a positive focus for the energies of people that were at that time being expressed as rage and destruction and burning of buildings. And so the focus of Kwanzaa was to build, to rebuild, to plant, to harvest, to grow. I'm Naima Lateef. Thank you for joining us on today's edition of On Air Daily News. Join us tomorrow. We'll be back again at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. Until that time, enjoy the rest of your day.